This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's meeting is Viksit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. The meeting will discuss the approach paper for the vision document on Viksit Bharat. Niti Aayog said the Governing Council meeting aims to foster participative governance and collaboration between the centre and state governments, enhancing the quality of life of both rural and urban populations. The meeting will also involve detailed deliberations on the role of states in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to Central Reserve Police Force CRPF personnel on the occasion of CRPF's Raising Day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that CRPF's unwavering dedication and relentless service to the nation are truly commendable. He added that they have always stood for the highest standards of courage and commitment, and their role in keeping the nation safe is also paramount. Home Minister Amit Shah also lauded the efforts of CRPF and extended his greetings to CRPF personnel and their family members. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the second episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, there has been an exchange of fire with unidentified persons on a forward post in Kamkari Matsil sector on the line of control in Kupwara district today. According to defense sources, one Pakistani national has been killed, whereas two army soldiers have suffered injuries during the operation. Meanwhile, the operation was continuing when reports last came in. Further details are awaited. The nation pays tribute to former president and renowned scientist Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam on his 9th death anniversary today. He played a crucial role in India's space and missile development programs. Dr. Abdul Kalam is also known as the Missile Man of India. He died on this day in 2015. India and the United States have signed a cultural property agreement to repatriate stolen Indian artifacts from the US. Under the agreement, both countries will work together to also prevent and prohibit illicit trade, import, export, and trafficking of archaeological and ethnological materials. This is India's first ever cultural property agreement with the United States. On to sports now. The 2024 Paris Olympics got underway with a vibrant and colourful opening ceremony hosted on River Seine at Paris in France last night. Despite heavy rain, spectators stayed put to witness the once-in-a-lifetime grand event. French President Emmanuel Macron declared open the Games. Around 7,000 athletes from around the world sailed through the Seine River for the Parade of Nations to mark the beginning of the biggest sporting event in the world. Two-time Olympic medalist shuttler PV Sindhu and five-time Olympian table tennis player Sharad Kamal were India's flag bearers at the opening ceremony, leading the 117-athlete-strong contingent for the Games. Highlights of the ceremony were iconic performances from US pop sensation Lady Gaga, metal band Gorgeous, and French Malayan artist Aya Nakamura, the most listened to French-speaking musician worldwide, thrilling the fans on either side of River Seine. Events are already underway in France, but procession down the Seine River formally opened the Summer Games. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with host Sri Lanka in the first T20 International of three-match series at Palikele this evening. This will be followed by a three-match ODI series in Colombo beginning from the 1st of August. After retirement of Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli and Ravindra Jadeja from the shortest format and farewell of Rahul Dravid, now under a new captain in Suryakumar Yadav and a new head coach in Gautam Gambhir, India are formally kick-starting their next era. And after a stunning start to Paris Olympics, the focus will now shift on today's sporting events. The Indian contingent has some big events coming their way today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.